All right.
Thank you.
Well, sorry, I made a kind of made a bit of a mess of the cuckoo's nest, but maybe we can talk about that just for a second, because
There's lots of
so I
words.
pulled it, yeah, I pulled this
Oh,
off
good.
the session, and there are versions where people play that in the third part where they play the F natural, but I always played an F sharp there. And so these are the kind of choices that you have to make. And when you're in a session, which I didn't clarify before we started, you just need to clarify if you have that kind of situation in a tune, you should really kind of make sure everybody's on the same page before you start. And but organized mayhem is okay once in a while. So overall, it wasn't bad. It's a lovely tune, The Cuckoo's Nest. If you don't know it, it's definitely worth learning. I think a lot of people know it if you travel around at different sessions, and all right.
John, that was one of the best versions of it. I've never heard your version before, and
Oh well,
I
thank you. Yeah, well, warts and all, as they say. Well, you get the overall gist of it, right? So,
That A part, yeah,
well, thank you. I appreciate that, and.
quite different from Brian, from the one I learned from Brian, actually.
All right, so how are we all doing? I'm on page three here. It's like reading a newspaper, isn't it?
Hey John, you have a question in the chat about the cuckoo's nest. I don't know if you had a chance to see that.
I did not. I very rarely look at the chat because it's hard for me to read it. So what does it say? Let me see what
It says, could you send the link to the version of Cuckoo's Nest like your version?
Well, it's really the version I have in front of me is not what I played.
No.
But I tell you what I could do.
Session.
I could modify this page and then email it. We'll email it
Yeah.
out to everybody.
John,
Okay?
that'd
Yeah.
be great.
My version that I got from Brian is very similar to yours, and I have the sheet music that I wrote up if you'd like me to share it.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
I'll just send it to Lisa and she can include
Actually,
it.
I'd like to suggest that we do not email that to everybody because your email list has grown. So it's not only
Oh.
for people who are in the slow session, it's also
Right, right.
people for the master sessions.
Okay.
And especially if we send out attachments, it's likely to turn into spam. But what we can do is if you want to send it to me, Marilyn, and if people want to email me if they want it, I can send it to them
Great,
if you
great.
do
I
that
think
way.
that's even better, yes.
I would actually, if you could send it to me first, and then I could take a
Yeah,
look at it, and that way
that'd be
I
great.
just make sure that it's as close enough to the version that I played.
Yeah, and actually, mine, of course, has the fiddle bowings and things on it, so it's
Right. Well,
yeah.
that's
Okay,
okay.
thanks.
Also,
Yes.
I also do want to remind everybody that this session is being recorded, and the link to the recording will be sent out after the session is over. So you can always go back and get it from the recording if you learn by ear.
Is it actually being recorded
Is
by you?
it? Is
Because I don't see the little
it?
dot.
I'm recording it externally with a digital recorder. So yeah,
Are you doing
Oh.
audio or both?
Yeah.
Michael, are you just doing audio or both?
Just audio.
Right, yes. Okay, so I was going to hold this up to the screen, but. So, all right. Yeah, if we,
John, can I just ask a question?
you can
I
indeed.
don't, I'm quite deficient with reading dots. So which part, which was the different part? Because I just thought your version was great, but I don't know any other version.
Well, I think I played. Certainly, compared to the way this is written out, I played it probably a lot different, right? A lot more ornaments
Oh.
and different things than
Okay,
I
I'm
did.
just going to learn it from the audio from the way you did
Okay, yeah, because I did, I did an F natural, I think, in the B part, which is not in the music, and then I played the F sharp in place of the F natural in the third part, and of course, I added a bunch of triplets and stuff. The
Okay.
C sharp I did do, but. Yeah, that's the interesting thing about learning tunes and sources and everything. There are tunes like this that, I mean, if you got half two in the F natural and half two in the F sharp, it does get a little awkward in the session because
But not
it's
in the
going to
session.
clash, you know. But
Not all right. In the Zoom session, it doesn't.
Right. In the Zoom session, it doesn't clash. That's it. It just clashed within your household. We were either like this or we weren't. All right. Just played a set of reels again before we slow things down. And let's do the Jackie Coleman set. If anybody's interested in this set, I actually recorded this set of tunes on my Come to Dance CD. And it's probably on YouTube, which you don't have to pay for. But if you did want to get it, well, you're going to have it here anyway, but and a lot slower. But it is on my Come to Dance CD, if anybody's interested. And you can get it on iTunes and any of those places. You can just buy the track. You don't have to buy the whole CD. So Jackie Coleman's and... And my version, so it's interesting, is I think some people, my peers of my age group, play it the way I play it, but then some of the younger kids play it just a little bit different. And it does clash just a little bit. And then the Bird in the Bush. Okay, so let's go. 3...